Let's spend a few minutes in a summer place, Tel Aviv, at the beach on a late Saturday afternoon. Saturday is the Sabbath, Shabbat, the day of rest. Trains don't run, most shops are closed, and the beach is packed with an unlikely mix of Israelis, Palestinians, and others escaping the summer heat and the stresses of Middle Eastern life. Here's NPR's Daniel Estrin.
Saturday at the beach in Tel Aviv, Shabbat. You're here with your guitar. What's on your mind?
Nothing. That's the fun of it. I live in the poor part of Tel Aviv, and there's like lots of stress and junkies and stuff, you know. So it's not really calming being around there, you know, and you hear people hitting each other. So it's not really calming. I'm just playing, enjoying the beach, the view, you know. Nothing. Nothing else on my mind. It's like suddenly you're not all stressed out.
Daniel Tillman on the guitar. Where the sea meets the sand, couples play the paddle ball game known in the U.S. as Kadima and here as Matkot. And on the boardwalk, 100 men and women dance in a circle, Israeli folk dancing.
My name is Kami, Kami Dahan, and I love folk dance. This is my life. Every Saturday is here, but...
What do you love about it?
Hang out, to go and hang out with no alcohol, sports, music, 4 hours of fun, and all free.
It's not just Israelis at the beach.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Eritrea.
Eritrea, nice.
Yes.
Moz Hailo came to Tel Aviv in 2018. He escaped the dictatorship in Eritrea.
Like you see, I came to beach, we got some beer, and we discuss.
They're talking about their future. They don't know how long they'll be able to stay here.
We don't have future, no here, no in Eritrea, but we have a small freedom here, more than Eritrea.
A few steps away in the water is Zahra Ahmad. She's a Palestinian from Qalqilya in the occupied West Bank. It's the first time she's managed to get an Israeli military permit to come to the sea in about 12 years. Her sister-in-law was supposed to be here with her, but she didn't have the right permit and was turned away at the Israeli checkpoint. A scooter ride along the boardwalk brings you past the gay beach. Rainbow-colored awnings give shade. Right next door is the Orthodox Jewish beach. It's walled off and gender segregated.
So there's a Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, it's for a woman. And the other days, it's for a man. And Saturdays, it's for all.
And Saturdays is when Eilat Arnon, who lives across the street, visits this beach when it's open to all, even though she's not Orthodox. She thinks the segregated part of the beach is another way of making the beach inclusive for all.
It's beautiful. Everyone can enjoy the beach.
And everyone does, until the sun sets and the day of rest is over. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.